everybody. Welcome to the Mascot Wedding Gold Lions.
That's right, guys. Mascot Wedding Gold Lions is some of the best of our old episodes in little easily digestible chunks for your enjoyment.
That's right.
Because, David, we used to have the Mascot Wedding Show is a podcast, right? But it used to be a radio show.
Yeah. We used to get away with a whole lot less than we do now.
That's right. Our radio show used to be 30 minutes long. God, I'm so tired. And this clip we're going to hear is actually from our second ever broadcast.
Yeah, so that's all the way back in November of 2007?
I believe so. And this is when we got a call from Mitch Gavin, right?
That's right.
The first call we ever got from Mitch.
Yeah, he was the executive at the Crunch Network.
That's right.
Which was a network for dudes.
And he called in to tell us about the upcoming schedule on the Crunch Network. So let's give it a listen.
All right, enjoy.
Hey, how's it going? And we're back here on the Mascot Wedding Show. 91.7 FM, KOOP Austin. We were talking about the writer's strike and what dreadful apocalypse will befall us because of it. And also callers were calling in, calling me low, calling me a substandard human. I don't appreciate that. Oh, here's another one. See where this leads us. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, hey, it's Mitch Gavin.
Well, hey, Mitch, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Pigpen.
You're a funny guy, Mitch. Funny guy.
That guy's, wait, are you Pigpen or the other guy? I thought the other guy was Pigpen.
I was called Pigpen by another caller, if that's what you're referring to.
Oh, no, you're all wrong about the writer's strike. I want to talk to the guy who's right on about the writer's strike.
Well, what's your take on the writer's strike?
I think it's great. I think we're going to get all kinds of great new shows from it.
Like, yeah, but I mean, so you think the writers thing is going to get resolved and new shows will come out of it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's a good time for reality TV.
Oh, reality TV.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, I say that because I happen to be in the reality TV business and I'm doing pretty great.
Oh, really? What do you do?
Yeah. I work for the Crunch Network.
The Crunch Network?
Yeah, you know, the network by dudes for dudes.
Oh, right. That's on like... it's like one of those DirecTV channels.
Yeah, I think it's like Channel 718 in Austin.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it is.
So what do you do for the Crunch Network?
I am the regional co-head of reality programming.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're doing a bunch of shows right here in town. We're shooting a bunch of stuff now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like what kind of stuff are you shooting?
You might have seen our crews around town, yeah.
What kind of stuff are you shooting around town?
I don't know. Have you seen all the taxicabs rigged up with camera equipment?
No.
Well, look harder next time. That's us.
Okay.
We're shooting a show called Taxicab Treasure.
Taxicab Treasure. What? What's like the premise of the show?
Well, it's a reality show. It's kind of like a game show.
Okay.
Like a competition. It's about people trying to recover a briefcase full of cash from the back of a taxicab.
Oh, okay, so it's like a game show. Do they have to like solve? I mean, do the contestants have to like solve puzzles or like figure out clues in order to get to the right taxi cab or something like that?
No. They just have to grab the cash out of the taxi cab, and they get to keep it if they can take care of the other contestants and the taxi cab driver and get away scot free.
What do you mean, take care of the contestants and the taxi cab driver?
I don't know, like eliminate them from the competition.
Well, how do you eliminate someone from the competition? Do you, like, score a certain amount of points more than them or something?
No, you just fight them.
You fight them?
Yeah. You know, whatever you got, bare knuckles, pipes, bicycle chains to the death, whatever. You just fight them.
Whoa, hold on. So contestants have to fight each other and a taxi cab driver in order to get prizes out of the back of a taxi cab.
Yeah, it's a pretty big prize. It's a briefcase full of cash. That's not too bad.
Well, it may not be that bad. Now, I mean, these people have, like, protection and, like, you know, gear on, right?
No, they got what they got.
Oh, my gosh. Now, is a taxi cab driver, I mean, is he like an American Gladiator-style person? I mean, is he also, you know, trained to deal with this kind of onslaught, if you will?
No, he's just a dude. He's just a taxi cab driver.
I mean, does he know at least that he's going to be attacked?
Oh, no. Who would drive a taxi cab around town knowing that there's a briefcase full of money and people coming out to get them? No, of course he doesn't know.
Taxi cab trend, this sounds like a very dangerous show. It sounds very irresponsible.
It's incredibly dangerous, and that's why people watch it.
Well, I don't think this is going to get picked up.
We just got picked up for 13 episodes. Of course it's going to get picked up. People love it. It's the thrill of the chase.
Well, this doesn't sound like a... Has anyone gotten hurt?
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on what you consider hurt.
Well, no, you were very enthusiastic right there. What do you mean? All right, well, what do you consider hurt?
What do I consider hurt? Like comas or something. If somebody gets into a coma, then we're concerned.
Has anyone broken a limb?
Yes. But not many.
Okay. Has anyone...
We had one guy break many, but everybody else has kind of broken a limb, like an arm, a leg, or a hip.
This is horrible. Is it possible that someone could break these limbs and then leave the show with nothing?
Well, if they don't get the cash. We actually had one guy use a fragment of his bone as a weapon, like in 300.
Where are you getting people to sign up for the show? This sounds insane. Do people know what they're getting into when they do this show?
They get an idea after a while.
After
Do you know where Sunken Valley is?
Yeah. Sunken Valley, Texas? I live out there.
Yeah, right there outside of Austin.
Yes.
Do you know that club on the corner of Patton and Rommel?
Patton and Rommel. I don't know of a club. There's like a homeless shelter there, though.
Yeah, the one with all the guys hanging outside.
Yeah, that's a homeless shelter. That's where you're getting contestants?
I'm not going to get into their personal situation. It's a club.
So these are homeless people that are beating each other up.
Yeah.
For
prizes?
Oh, I don't know. This is a bad show.
All right, fine. You don't like it. It's not your cup of tea. That's fine. Well, I've got other shows.
All right, well, what other shows do you have going on?
I got a show called The Fraternity.
Oh, so it's like a reality show about a fraternity, like follows them around, that kind of thing.
It's about the first part of the fraternity.
The first part of a fraternity? You mean like pledging or something like that?
No. After the pledging.
After the pledging?
Yeah.
You mean like when they're living in the house together, I guess?
Before that.
Before that, I don't know that much about fraternities. What's before that?
Well, you know how, in order to be in the fraternity, you have to go through, a night of, like hazing and initiation?
Yes.
Yeah, we do that. It's like a game show. They have to go through one night of initiation into this fraternity.
That stuff is sometimes kind of sleazy, though.
It's kind of very sleazy if we do it right.
I mean, I'm surprised even that the frat is letting you that kind of access. Usually, you know, the whole thing about that kind of abuse is it's very secretive.
Well, we give them a lot of Sierra Mist.
All right. I don't really know.
We got the whole house rigged up with, those machines, like in Big, when he threw the sock at it and a Pepsi came out. We got those, but with Sierra Mist.
Well, what kind of stuff goes on in these initiations?
You know what? It's probably best if you watch the show. I don't know what kind of standards you got for air quality. I don't know if I could tell you everything.
Well, all right. Well, be careful on the radio here, but can you give us an idea, though, like a vague idea? Does anyone get hurt?
No, nobody gets hurt. People get the feelings hurt. People get embarrassed.
Well, that happens all the time on reality TV. That's fine.
Yeah, like there's one episode where we make the pledges act like monkeys.
Oh, you mean they got to, dance around and make monkey noises?
Keep going.
Keep going. They got to eat a lot of bananas or something?
Keep going.
I don't understand what you're getting at then.
You know how monkeys don't wear clothes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. See, the pledges have to walk around naked.
Keep going.
Keep going. I don't know. I don't know where you're trying to you're leading me here.
You know how humans use toilets?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. No. No, we're not going there. I'm just going to stop you right there. That does not sound good.
It sounds great.
No, it doesn't. Look, I don't like these shows. You know.
But I guess you wouldn't like my other show.
What's your other show?
two girls, one bucket.
Oh, I don't even want to know about that. I don't.
It's kind of like the other one that I just told you about.
No. I don't want to hear this. No. No, sir. No, I don't like these shows, Mitch. I mean, these fraternity people that you're probably tricking into, do they even get anything if they win?
Yeah, they're in the fraternity. They get to be in the fraternity.
What kind of prize is that? It sounds like, you know, you're probably amping it up a little bit. How's that a prize?
It's good for networking.
All right. Well, I don't know about that.
Make a lot of business contacts. Half of the people at the Crunch Network were in a fraternity.
Okay. Well, what if, you don't feel any sort of responsibility putting these shows on the air where maybe like a child could watch this stuff?
We hope the children are watching.
You hope children are watching these shows? These are not appropriate for children.
Yeah. You don't think fraternity is appropriate for children?
It's not the way you're describing it.
It's about growing up. It's about becoming an adult.
How is this becoming an adult?
You know, sometimes life's going to get you down, and sometimes you got to act like a monkey.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to have to let you go.
Why are you going to let me go? I thought we were just talking about television shows.
Yeah, we are, but the time is up, and I got to be honest with you, I don't really care for your brand of television here.
Well, can I pitch another show to you?
Yeah, real quick.
It's called Who Wants to Beat Up the Host of a Public Access Radio Show?
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like the idea of that. Are you threatening me? Is that a threat?
I'm not threatening you, but if some gentlemen were told that you're holding diamonds and they were to try to get those diamonds from you.
And who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them I'm holding diamonds? Who? I wonder who that's going to be. It's going to be you, isn't it?
No. It's going to be my production assistant.
Oh, okay. I see how it goes.
We're going to go to the corner of Patton and Rommel and tell those guys outside the club.
Oh, all right. You're going to tell homeless people that I have diamonds so they'll steal it. That, you know what? I hope all your shows fail, okay?
I hope you fail.
All right. Well, I'm not.
In life.
Okay. That's great. Well, you know what, Mitch? Good day to you. Oh, I guess he hung up. That's just great.
Man, those didn't sound like good shows, David.
Oh, buddy.
I seemed real incredulous.
Were
there.
We ever so young?
Oh, my goodness.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, check out mascotwedding.com. We're on Facebook /Mascot Wedding. We're at Twitter @Mascot Wedding.
There'll be a new episode coming next week featuring an interview with Cody Hustak, a comedian right here in Austin, Texas, who's one of my favorites. And also, guys, if you like this show, maybe leave a review for us on iTunes. And if you do, we will read it on the show. Anything else to talk about, David?
No. Thanks for supporting us, guys. Thanks for still listening.
Yep. All right. We'll see you next week. Bye.
The Tasty Podcast Network at tastypodcast.com.